I didn't mean it," pleaded poor Alice. "But you're so easily offended, you know."
The mouse only growled in reply.
"Please come back and finish your story,"
Alice called after it, and the others all joined in chorus.
"Yes, please do."
But the mouse only shook its head impatiently and walked a little quicker.
"What a pity it wouldn't stay," sighed the lorry as soon as it was quite out of sight,
and an old crab took the opportunity of saying to her daughter,
"Ah, my dear, let this be a lesson to you never to lose your temper." "Hold your tongue, ma," said the young crab a little snappishly. "You're enough to try the patience of an oyster."
"I wish I had a Dinah here. I know I do," said Alice aloud, addressing nobody in particular. "She'd soon fetch it back."
"And who is Dinah, if I might venture to ask the question?" said the lorry.
Alice replied eagerly, for she was always ready to talk about her pet. "Dinah's a cat, and she's such a capital one for catching mice, you can't think. And, oh, I wish you could see her after the birds. Why, she'll eat a bird as soon as look at it.